Today's Seniors is sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina.
In Today's Senior, you want to enjoy your grandchildren? Then you need to get along with your kids. Joining us now with more on that is aging expert Anthony Cirillo. Anthony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Colleen.
Okay, so you say if you want to enjoy your grandkids, you got to get along with your children because they're sort of the gatekeepers, if you will. Talk more about this.
Well, that's right. Obviously, if you want to have a relationship with them, you have to have a good relationship with your grandkids, and you have to have a good relationship with your kids, and they are the gatekeepers. So chances are, if you had good relationships before they had kids, you're probably going to have good relationships now. And if you didn't, then you may have some things to work on that you should have been working on anyway. But still, that being said, there are things that can get you in hot water.
So let's talk about some of those things that can get grandparents in hot water.
So obviously the first one, I'm sure you can relate, and as I've related in the past and relate now as a grandparent, don't give unsolicited advice. If they aren't asking, that means they probably don't want it. And put the shoe on the other foot. What if it was you and somebody was telling you how to parent your kid, or maybe even take care of your mom or dad? Certainly my wife and I have opinions on what we think they should do. But unless we feel really strongly about something, then maybe we'll go up to one of the sons or daughters and say, hey, can I talk to you about something? And if they accept that, then fine, do it. But if not, stay out.
That's good advice. It requires a lot of discipline on your part as a grandparent, for sure. But that is really good advice, Anthony. All right, what else can grandparents do?
Yeah. So grandparents have this, stereotypical image, of being snarky, right, and cynical. But how about we just try praise and encouragement and just say positive things, about the family dynamic, about the family situation? People seem to remember the insults, that people give. But especially in this day and age, maybe we should remember the compliments and look more for the positive in our family relationships. And when they see it happening with the grandkids as well, that's going to help the parents accept you more if there had been any issues.
You also say that grandparents may need to let more things just kind of roll off their back. Talk more about this.
Yeah, so I'm not a child psychologist by any means, but, we say pick your battles, right? So there's some things that, and especially as you get older, I think some things irk me more and more, and I get irked over many more things. So it's like, okay, you got to pick your battles. You got to let some things roll off. And, strive for the greater good. And I think that's something, again, this is just life lessons for all of us, especially in a COVID time right now. So, remember what's important. And if you have to, have a talk, then, do that. But, really consider, is this going to impact a relationship negatively for the little bit of, cynicalism that I'm going to add to this situation?
Words are very powerful, so you have to be careful about the words that you use, that's for sure. Anthony Cirillo, great information. For more from Anthony, check out his website. It's called theagingexperience.com.